listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Vernon Whitaker from First Church Fivefold Fellowship, bringing you the true word of God. I did say, yes, the true word of God. And we know that we really need the word of God, but we need the true word of God. And our location is 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34984. If you want to come to one of our service, give us a call at 561-718-2361. And we'll be glad to make some arrangements to try to come in and pick you up. And we know that God has always told me that anybody that comes to First Church Fivefold Fellowship will be blessed. You don't have to be a part of the church. But if you come in the door, I know what God can do. And he have not never failed me yet. And our Bible study started at Wednesday night at 7:30. Our morning service started at 11:30 for our morning service. And our Sunday school started at 10:30. Come out and join us, myself and a pastor, Betty Whitaker, and all the members of First Church Fivefold Fellowship, and receive the love that God has given us. And today in our studio with me today, I have my minister-elect, Josh McCannon, and Victor Amid, and we're going to bring you the true word of God and let you understand that there's some things in your life that you really, really, really need to understand. And I've been watching and praying and ministering to a lot of peoples, and I see a lot of saints be walking a lot of time with the head down, and they be walking in misery, and they be walking and they have like they have no life, or seem like they have no joy, or seem like they're always defeated, seem like they can't get no victory, and seem like they just don't know which way to go or which way to turn or what to do or what to say. They don't know who to call on for the prayer. They don't know. It seems like they'd just be totally, totally, totally lost. But I'm here today to encourage somebody and try to help somebody to understand you don't have to be in that situation. Because there are some things that you are truly, truly missing. And one of them is I've been finding out that we as the children of God and we as the living children of God and we as the kingdom and the king kids, we need to learn how to start walking in our victory. We need to learn how to start walking in the praise that God give us. Start walking in your joy. Hold your head up. Stick your chest out. Walk proudly. And I have learned since I've been into this gospel of Jesus Christ and what God has done for me. And every morning that I get up, I just thank the Lord that he's been good to me. Come on, church. He's been good to you. If he allowed you to get up this morning, I don't care what I go through the rest of the day, I'm grateful that God gave me life. And I know that somebody laid down last night and didn't get up this morning. I don't care how bad it might look or what it feels like, but I thank God that he thought enough of me. Come on, somebody. And gave me life that I'm getting up this morning. And when I got up, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to do his will. I'm going to let his will be done in my life. Oh, that's why I say I feel good. That's why I always say this is the day that the Lord has made. Because this truly, truly a day that we have never seen before. And I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God that he allowed me. Ooh, come on, somebody. I'm just as happy. Oh, my God. I every time I read the word of God and want to teach the word of God or preach the word of God, I just get excited. Because I always want to go back to my first love. Come on, somebody. Go back to the first love. I just love my Jesus. And the situation what I'm finding out about us Christians, I'm not talking about everybody, but those who say they truly believe. And if you want to be a believer, now is the time, now is the day that you can give your life to Christ right now. All you got to do is fall on your knees. Lord, forgive me for the sins that I have committed. And invite Jesus Christ into your heart. And believe that he is the Son of God. And that God raised him from the dead. And the Bible says that you are saved. You don't have to go to no class. You ain't got to be taught. But that's all you have to do. Believe it in your heart. And speak it in your mouth. Oh, my God. There's a lot of benefits to that. And we need to start walking and doing what God has called us to do. And I'm finding out that a lot of us are believers. We are being defeated every day. But we have the power. And we have the authority to do what God has called us to do. And this is going to be our topic today is how authority works. Somebody need to know that you have the power and you have the authority. No matter what situation that you're in, guess what? You can overcome that situation. And the reason why you have not overcome because you don't have a solid understanding of spiritual authority in your life. And spiritual authority is vital to building your faith when you are casting out demons and healing the sick. You need to learn how to exercise your authority over the power of darkness. Yes, I said, you have the power. You have the authority. But because we don't know how to tap into that authority and tap into that power, that's why we always walk around with our head down, looking down at the ground. I really, really, really hate to see us children of God walking in that situation. I really hate to see us always complaining that I don't have no joy and I'm going through this and I'm going through that, but you have it right there. So when are we going to learn how to be like Jesus and have the authority and begin to speak the word and begin to speak to those things that's in our lives that we can overcome those things? You truly need to understand. You truly need to understand that you've been given the authority. Yes, you have. You've been given the authority to cast out demons. But instead, what we do, we pray to God that God bring out the demons instead. What you're doing, you're basically asking God to do something that he had gave you the tools to do yourself. Come on, somebody. You got the authority. But because you don't get up and you don't speak that authority, guess what? And things always going to, and the enemy knows that. That's why he tried to bring stuff out on you all the time so that you don't realize how much power and authority that you have. Oh, my God. Even when you get married and you married equally, guess what? That's power. Why do you think the enemy always coming against the marriage? Because he know when two get together, they become one. That's power. That's truly, truly, truly power. Jesus told you to cast out the demons. Nowhere in the Bible does it tell you that you got to ask God. Come on, somebody. That you got to ask God to cast anything out. He gave us the authority. He gave us the power. But because of our thinking and our spiritual warfare with the flesh, we feel like we defeated. We feel like we have no power whatsoever. We feel like I can't overcome anything. But Jesus says you have the faith the size of a mustard seed. You know how big a mustard seed is? All you need is just a little bit of faith. He ain't say a whole lot, but just a little bit. And you can speak to that mountain, and guess what? That mountain can be removed. And this is what I have learned in this gospel. If you got just a little bit of faith, my God, you can move a whole lot. You can move a whole mountain. That's what he said. He said, speak to that mountain. But when you speak to that mountain, you got to speak with some authority. You got to speak with some power. So I know that somebody is going through something right now. I know that you're in them different situations and you're in those different trials and tribulations and you wondering how can you come out. Seems like there's no end and seems like every time you turn around, there's one after another. That's because you're not speaking with authority. You're not speaking with no power whatsoever. Seems like you're just powerless. And the more that the enemy keep you powerless, guess what he's going to do? He's going to keep coming at you. And to me, it reminds me, he ain't nothing but a big old bully. That's all he is. He's bullying you around. Until you stand up to that bully, guess what? He's going to keep on taking your lunch money. You know, when you're a little kid and you go to school and he got some little child always taking somebody's lunch money. Why? Because they won't stand up to him. He might beat you one day. He might beat you the next day. He might beat you 3 or 4 days. He might beat you 2 or 3 weeks. But sooner or later, guess what? He going to get tired. And this is what we have to understand with the authority that Jesus given us. We can really speak to anything, to any situation. No, don't get quiet on me now, Trent. Come on, I'm speaking to somebody out there now. Somebody right now is lost and depressed and don't know what to do. I'm trying to tell you how to come out of that situation. But you got to be a believer first. You got to put some Christ in your life. You got to be able to understand who Christ is. And we have a lot of folks that go to church confessing to be Christ, but they're not living the life. And when you don't live the life that Christ given us, that's why you're always defeated. You're trying to fake it until you make it, but it ain't going to work, church. I'm trying to tell you, it ain't going to work. And Mark chapter 13 and verse 34 says, "For the Son of Man is a man taking a far journey who left his house and gave authority to his servant and to every man his work and command the porter to watch." You got to know that you are living in dangerous days. Come on, somebody. Now, we always confessing that Jesus Christ is coming back. But Jesus did tell us some things got to happen before he come back. And Satan understand that his time is getting short, so that he knows he's going to be cast into the lake of fire. So he knows he's going to get cast. So his thinking and his way of thinking is, I'm going to take many as I can with me. I'm not going into that lake of fire by myself. So we're living in some dangerous times. And even in this generation, seems like things is not going right. I was looking at news the other day. A man killed his own son. I mean, you know, every time you turn around, somebody murdering somebody shooting somebody, doing some stuff. We getting into the perilous time, church. We need something that going to protect us and hold us. So we got to learn how to speak what God has given us. My God. In this generation, we are experiencing like birth pains and the tribulation in the time that Jesus said we'll perceive before his return. During the time of the great judgment, Satan going to unleash. Let me tell you what he's going to do now. He's going to unleash perhaps his greatest onslaught. My God, of killing, stealing, and destroying everything that he can get his hands on. You can go to Revelation chapter 12 and find out what he's going to do. And he's going to, he's a man. Come on now. He's a man that's on death row. So he's going to decide, I'm going to take many of them folks as I can with me. I'm going to deceive them. I'm going to lie to them. I'm going to trick them, whatever it takes to get them to fall out of the will of God. I'm going to give them money. I'm going to give them fame, whatever they need. That's what's going to happen. And God has given us everything that we need to live a successful life in that hour. So there is always hope. Always hope. I don't care what kind of situation that you get in. God always give you a way out. I don't care what it look like. I don't care what it feel like. I don't care how dark it is. God always give us an escape route to get out in a situation. And we need to learn how to take the advantage of what God has given us. And Christ, I'm talking about Jesus Christ, I'm talking about my Lord and Savior, I make this thing personal. He has provided a redemption from which the benefits foresee the effect of that man Adam's fall. When Jesus said in Matthew 28 and 18 to 20, "All the authority has been given unto me in heaven and earth." And then he said, "Go ye therefore." He literally has given us his own authority to deal with Satan, our enemy, in every act of stealing, killing, and destroying that will be unleashed against the body of Christ. If you don't understand it, let me explain it to you. He gave you the same authority that he has. Jesus, he said, all power in heaven and earth, that's anywhere you go, all the authority that he given to us. So we need to understand, church, that same power that Jesus Christ got, that same power that got him up, come on now, that same power is going to get us up. The same authority that Jesus had while he walking on this earth, guess what? We have it too. All we got to do is this. Walk into the authority. And authority is a delegated power. And a person's authority exceeds his personal strength. And now let's take an example. Say, like, you got a police officer, and you know that he's standing in the middle of the street and he's directing traffic. And the only reason we obey him because we see that badge that's on his shirt. But that badge is the government that backs up that police. When he throw his hands up, don't we stop? We're not stopping because of him, but we recognize that the authority of that badge, that he have all the authority to arrest us and put us in jail, to give us ticket. Just because of that one little badge, because of the authority. And so, like, you know, and then anybody with a car can just run over him, but yet when you hold his hands up and you look at that badge, what you do? You put your foot on the brakes. I don't care what you say in your mind, but yet you gonna stop your car. And he'll tell you to pull over to the side. Because of the badge, because of the authority. So we need to understand that we have that. We have that authority. So now we need to understand, how does authority work? And this is the problem that I'm finding out with a lot of us are Christians, that we don't know the authority. And if you want to call to the radio station, the number is 772-221-1100. And if you're riding down the road or out of town, if you want to call in, it's 1-888-221-8990. And let me pray with you right now. Let me stay in agreement with you right now on your authority. Get your authority back. Don't be defeated no more. I know somebody that needs some prayer, but just call in and we'll be more than happy to pray with you. Now, how does the authority work? And that is a good question. How does authority work? You must know that authority does not beg. Authority does. Call you on the air.
Okay. Hold on one second. I'll transfer you to the phone line.
Call you on the air.
I'm calling for prayer.
Oh, you calling for prayer? Okay.
I have a propensity that a believer and I'm self-employed. And unless I'm making a lot of money, I'm not a Christian. I'm not happy. I'm afraid. My business slowed down a little bit. I'm experiencing fear, and I'm apologetic about that. I'm confessing a sin to you. I'm experiencing fear that I know better than to feel. And I'm listening to the word on the radio right now. And it said to call in, so I just felt led to call in for prayer to get rid of that spirit of fear. That whether I'm making a lot of money or no money, it's all the same spiritually.
Amen. Your problem is you're not really dependent upon Jesus Christ. You're dependent upon man's money to get what you need. But we're going to pray with you right now that God give you authority and you begin to speak over that situation so that you'll be able to take control over it and not money taking control over you. See, people get this thing wrong. It's not money is the root of evil, but it's the love of money. And so we need to learn, know where to put our love at. And if you put your love in Jesus Christ and put your trust in Christ, then all the other things that you will desire, God will give it to you. So let's pray right now. Heavenly Father, God, thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy, Lord, for this young man that God is calling and confessing, Lord, that he does have a sin, dear God. But, Lord, we want you right now, Lord, to give him the authority Lord, give him the word to speak over that situation, dear God. Father, increase his faith right now, dear God. Lord, let him, God, be able, God, not to depend upon what man say, but Lord, depend upon you, dear God. Depend upon the love, dear God. And Lord, you will give him, God, his heart desire, God. If he seek you right now, dear Father. And Lord, if you confess right now, dear God, and give, Lord, and make a commitment to you right now, God. Lord, we are thank you right now in Jesus' name. Call it this, begin to speak. Speak those things in your life and begin to just take authority and know that God gives you authority so that you can speak over the things and you won't be up under that bondage. And all Satan doing is giving you, come on somebody, it's giving you an avenue to keep you from serving God. I feel that you really have a true calling upon your life. And sometimes when we have a calling, the enemy comes in and try to keep us from doing the calling. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, now you be blessed, my brother, and you begin to just speak it. Every time you get that fear, speak against that fear and ask the Holy Ghost to come help you and give you the power to overcome that.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. God bless you.
God bless you. All right.
Apostle, what do you say to the people that's listening, Radio Land, that with authority that they have, they say they have authority, but they leap out and they pray in faith, and then the situation has been solved, but then something else comes and they take five steps back and they lack in faith, so they doubt their authority over their situation.
Well, see, that's the problem. That's what the enemy want us to do. And what we got to realize, and we need to understand as a Christian, there's going to be some lows and some highs on no matter what you do, so that every situation is going to be different. And y'all know what I teach y'all. Don't look at the situation, but look who's behind it. Now, do you think Satan just going to let you come in and then everything going to go smooth? No, he is not. He going to bring every trial and tribulation your way so that he can try to run to God and accuse us and tell God, well, God, you know, they said they're a Christian, but God, let me throw a little bit their way, and I guarantee you that they'll fall. But see, then once we begin to speak the authority, and begin to speak over the situation and realize who's behind the whole thing. Now you can speak to it. Because a lot of times when we go through things, we just look at the situation and we cause our eyes, just like Peter when he got out of the boat and he walked on the water. Well, he was doing good as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus. But the minute he looked down and saw the wave and saw the storm, now he's looking at his situation. So now then he began to doubt. Now he began to sink. But one thing, like what Peter did, Peter did have the courage enough and know who to call on. And he said, Jesus, save me. And what Jesus did, Jesus reached down and pulled him up. For those of you who are out there, you got to understand. Quit looking at the situation. Look who's behind it. And once you look behind it, then you'll know who's behind it. And that's who you speak to. You speak with authority. Now, when I first came into the gospel of Jesus Christ, when I was first getting in, and they told me everything was going to be all right. And they didn't tell me about the bumps and the lumps that I had to take. They say everything will be all right. But then when I began to go through the bumps and lumps, and I was, like I say, like a lot of them, I was losing my faith. But then I realized that I really had still depending upon Jesus Christ depending upon myself. Then I realized that it was not my power, but the power of God that I needed. So that's why it will help us to overcome. Then I really learned how to speak the authority over my life. Speak those things that not as they were, and they come into existence. So when those things come again, I begin to speak it. And even when I was afraid of the dark, and when I get ready to go into a dark room, I said, Holy Ghost, come on, go with me. What I'm doing? I'm speaking the authority. Amen. So we got to learn how to speak those things. And just like authority, you know, like authority is nothing that you beg or ask, but authority that you got to command it. And see, this is what we are lacking. And a lot of times when we speak, we don't speak with no power. We just say some words. And guess what? The enemy knows it. Man, you know what? You ain't got no authority. You ain't got no kind of power. All you're doing is speaking word. So now he's not going to obey you. So on this Sunday at 1689 Bitmo Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, and where First Church 54 Fellowship is located at, you can give me a call at 561-718-2361 if you need a ride to a church. And I'm going to continue with this how authority works. And I'm going to preach the sermon this Sunday, And I'm hoping that, and I know that God will deliver somebody and set somebody free from the bondage that you are in. So you got to know, as a child of God, walk with your head up. I truly believe. I quit looking down a long time ago. And I begin to, I don't care what kind of situation I am, I guess what? I'm going to speak some authority in it. I'm going to talk, and I'm going to let the enemy know he can't bully me no more. Why? Because I know who I am. And once you realize who you are, come on, somebody, a child of God, guess what? Oh, my God. And enemy, he have no other choice but to flee and to leave you alone. That's what he got to do. Don't let him bully you no more. Don't let him toss you around. Don't let him come into your life and have his way and do whatever he want to do. You have the authority. Stand up to him. Speak to him. And let him know I am a child of God. You have no power over me. Matter of fact, you up under my feet. Yeah. You ain't got no authority in my life. So we're going to continue with this next Saturday at 8 o'clock. With the true word of God. And we really, really enjoy the caller coming in and hope that he really takes the authority over his life. And anybody else, this take the authority. This is beginning to speak. Just hold your head up. Don't look down no more. Stop crying. Because you are the one that God give the authority. You are the one.
Stop me. My God.
So, my Lord Jesus.
If you want to come and see us and visit us.
Yes, so we're going to continue on to do this, because I think once we as Christians have the authority, then Satan would not have no way in our life. As long as we can be able to do what God has called us to do and do his will with the power and authority. So I understand that when you speak, you got to speak with some power in your voice too. Amen. And you got to let them know that you mean business. You just can't be just saying stuff, but you got to mean what you say and say what you mean. And that's where a lot of us are having a problem at, because we're not saying it and meaning it the same thing. So if you say you're going to give your life to Christ, guess what? You got to mean what you say. You really got the meaning. You really, really got the meaning. Really got the meaning and understand that I got this. I'm in control of this situation. Not you, Satan. I am. I am in control. And once you got control, keep control. See, some of us have control and then we lose the control. So we got to be able to understand that no matter what you do, always make sure that you're in control of the situation. But it's not by your power now, but it's by the power and the might of Jesus Christ. Why? Because he died, shed his blood, and he saved us. So that same authority that Jesus Christ gave, he gave to us.
Hi, this is Donalyn Curry inviting you to tune into WCNO Monday through Friday at 6:45 a.m. for Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church. Join Pastor Jerry for a service Sunday morning at 8 a.m. or 10 a.m. Check us out on Facebook or Twitter, or visit our website at ChristFamilyChurch.net. And remember, keep the faith.
Free Spirit Worship Center, under the pastoral leadership of Pastors Ronnie and Glenise Glover, located at 364 Swain Boulevard, Green Acres, Florida, at the corner of Swain and Biscayne. Join us every Sunday morning at 10:15 a.m. Free Spirit Worship Center, where families are our focus. Exciting praise and worship, a family-friendly worship environment. For additional information, call 561-596-8772 on the web at www.fswcc.org.